If living is fun, it is done right. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the thought for today. If living is fun, it is done right. So many times we feel that life has a lot of problems for us, and life has a lot of areas where we are not too happy about it. And because of that, we are not happy with ourselves. And when we're not happy with ourselves, and we're not happy with the circumstances that life has for us, we go around being unhappy and being without fun. And if living is fun, it is done right. And if it's not fun, it's not done right. So when you look at a circumstance and that circumstance makes you feel unhappy about it, then you're going to feel like not having fun. Now, you look at a circumstance, like you watch another person, and they're doing something that you're not very happy that they're doing. They're messing up. They're totally messing up. They're, for instance, setting the table, and you are sitting there watching them set the table. And they set the knives and forks on the wrong places, and they set the dishes in the wrong way, and they just set everything improper. Now you say, what a stupid thing to be upset about. Yes, what a stupid thing to be uptight about. But this is some of the things that we're uptight about. The little, really unimportant things, but they're important to us. We are making judgments on them. And because we're making judgments on them, we're not having fun. Now, if we were to make a judgment to say, boy, I bet they're having fun. The way they're setting that table, it's a way I would never have dreamed of setting it. They're using such imagination. They're doing it in such an interesting way. My goodness, say, I wonder why they're doing it that way. And then you ask them, you say, I noticed you were setting the table with the knives and forks on the side of the plates that I'm not used to seeing them. Is this some new thing in Emily Post, or is this something new that's going on that I'm not aware of? And they'll say, well, I'm setting them this way because this is the way my mother taught me to set them. And she always said, just set the table, get the dishes on the table, get the knives and forks on the table, make sure you got everything on the table. If anyone wants to rearrange them, they can rearrange them, but just get them on the table. Mother was having fun getting us going and getting us setting the table. So, we set the table that way. Well, I was always taught you set the table this way, and you put the knives and forks in this manner. Well, that's a good way too. See, no argument. That's a good way too. But this is the way I'm in the habit of setting it. Oh, okay, no problem. I don't have to have things done my way all the time. I can look at other people's way of doing things and think to myself, okay, now let's watch them as they eat. Are they going to be switching the knife and the fork across the plate because they're putting it on the side that they don't normally use it? And if they're left-handed, do they have it on one side? If they're right-handed, do they have it on the other side? Is Emily Post going to be correct because it's got to be this way and this is for the right-handed people of the world? And the left-handed people of the world don't count? Well, that doesn't sound very fun, does it? So, hey, I just thought I'd invent a new idea here. I'm going to invent a new Emily Post, which says, this is how you set the table for right-handed people, and this is how you set the table for left-handed people. Now, you got to find out who is right-handed and who is left-handed. So you put the dishes, the knives and forks and everything right in the middle of the dish, and let them set them where they want. And watch where they set them. A left-handed person will set them here, a right-handed person will set them there, or somebody who's been brought up by the standard way of doing it will put it the way that they think they should put it. Now, my goodness, Herb, you're making a lot of fuss over setting the knives and forks, the cutlery around the dishes. What's that all about? Well, it's all about one simple thing. If living is fun, it's done right. So, if you are looking at life, even such a thing as someone setting the knives and forks on the table, if you're looking at life and doing it right, you're having fun. Now, the minute you start judging the other person and say, hey, that's not the way to do it, right away, life's no longer fun. Life now is an argument. Life now is a discussion. Life now is a motivation to try to figure out why the person is doing it the way they're doing it. And when you're doing it, that's not fun at all. That's not a joy at all. I guess it goes back to the point, if we keep our nose out of other people's business, we'll have a lot of fun. And if we put our nose in our business, we'll have a lot of fun too. Now, why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you doing anything that you're doing in your life? And you're doing it basically because it's fun. Basically because it's the way you've been taught. Or basically, it's because it's the experience that you've had up to this time in your life. Now, if you go into a manufacturing company, and the manufacturing company has things set up in a certain way, and you're on the main line, and you're sort of doing what you're told to do, then you just follow through and you do what you're told to do. And you learn that's the way to do it. And when you learn that's the way to do it, you don't argue with it, you just do it that way. And then you get a new boss, an efficiency expert. And they come in and they say, okay, now we're going to rearrange these things that we've been doing, and this is how we're going to do it now. And so they rearrange everything. And so you, okay, I'm working here, I'm getting paid for this, and slow me down because I'm used to doing it the other way, but I'll learn. And so you practice doing it the way the boss, the new boss, says. You don't argue, because that only makes you unhappy. You don't say, why doesn't he keep the old way? That's the way I'm familiar with. You don't say things like that. You just say, a new way. Okay, so I'm going to have fun learning this new way. And so you learn the new way, and you put the new way in motion. And as you put the new way in motion, little by little, you say, okay, so this is the way he wants me to do it. This is the way I'll do it. He's paying me, and I'll do what he asked me to do. And pretty soon, the new way becomes a habit for you, and it's just as easy to do the new way as it was to do the old way. And you're no longer thinking of the new way or old way. You're just thinking of, this is the way we're doing it now. Life is fun when you don't argue. Life is fun when you do it right. When you just do whatever it is that you have programmed to do. When is the time to have some new ideas come up? When it's right for them to come up. Now you go home, and at home you say to your family, you know, at work we're told to do this new system. This boss has this new system they want us to do, and it's slowing us all down. Our efficiency isn't as great as it was before, but it's slowing us down. And then your wife says, well, sweetheart, all you do is do what the boss asks, and if you don't like it, you go get a different job. But if you can handle it, then go with it and flow with it. And just do it right. Just do whatever he asks. And look and see if maybe there's some hidden reason there that you haven't even seen that might give it another motivation for doing it. Might say to you, hey, that is important to do. Oh, 2 days later, I see why he has done that. He is bringing in a new product. And this new product needs to be handled in this way. Well, now, if you have to wait to understand why things are done, if you have to wait to understand to make it reasonable for you to do something, then it's no fun. It's no fun. Because you're always waiting for the information to come that's going to tell you why it has to be done. We do that too often with ourselves, and as we do that with ourselves, we limit ourselves from having all the fun that life has to offer. And life has a lot to offer if we just do what it is that we are scheduled to do. And if we don't like it, we go somewhere else. If we don't like the program that's offered to us, we go and do something else. But as long as we're living, and as long as we're doing any program at all, do it and have fun. Do it and enjoy it. Make sure that every movement you make in that program is a movement of love and happiness and peace and joy and goodness. And when you do that, you'll find that, hey, it's a lot of fun. Everything I do in my life is a lot of fun. It's not a lot of work anymore. It's not a burden anymore. It's fun. And when it's fun, then everything I do is really a joy. And isn't that what life's supposed to be all about? It's supposed to be all about a joy. It's supposed to be something that we do because it is done right and it makes us feel good. We don't need to be an Emily Post. We don't need to have it done our way. We just go into life and we enter into the programs that everybody has. And if there's a million people there, there'll be 12 million ideas that want to be expressed. Everybody's got a bunch of ways of doing it their own way. And you too. You too. You got your 12 ways of doing one particular thing. But when you let go and just let yourself flow with whatever the program is, you'll find that life is a lot of fun and that you are doing it right, because that's what it's all about. Think about that. It might be something to tittle our consciousness for a moment and make us realize that really judgment in life is a big bore. The less we have of it, the better we are. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.